The Ministry of Transport and Mining has corrected recent issues with the newly launched vehicle management system. Director of Public Relations and Communication in the Ministry of Transport and Mining, Vanyo Palmer, says the new pilot vehicle management system was presenting problems a day after it was launched on January 11. The system experienced a glitch with verifying the receipts of persons using the system.
We had a few challenges, which were not unexpected because it's a new system, and therefore we expect that we would have had teething pains. We were able to overcome those challenges because it wasn't significant.
The new computerized Island Traffic Authority Vehicle Management System is a software application designed to technologically capture all motor vehicle and driver's license information currently done manually at the examination depots island-wide. The pilot has been rolled out at the Swallowfield Island Traffic Authority. Mr. Palmer says the system is expected to be rolled out to other parts of the island in short order.
From Swallowfield, the next stop would be Spanish Town Road, Depot, and then Spanish Town, Tenant Bay, Montego Bay, and Mandeville.
The new system will eliminate the need for paper, as well as limit opportunities for the production of fraudulent documents and the duplication of fitness records. It will also eliminate and reduce bogus fitness certificates, promote more compliant vehicles on the roads, and increase cost savings. Other benefits of the system are to promote the integration of systems with the Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, Tax Administration of Jamaica, TAJ, and the Island Traffic Authority. Transport and Mining Minister Mike Henry lauded the ingenuity of the ITA for the creation of the system, which he says has to be integrated into a broader transport plan.
So the Island Traffic Authority, as an entity of the ministry, has produced this very important exercise as a base. And I keep emphasizing that because it's not a total solution.
Minister Henry adds that the project is part of plans by the ministry to improve the transport sector and address the challenges being faced.
It started with an idea and a development process which needs to be congratulated. But the whole information technology system changes as we speak. And therefore, I have to look at all of that meshes now into the other areas. So basically, the ITA that you'll be witnessing today is the vehicle management system. So I want to emphasize, it's the vehicle management system. We have a road traffic bill right now that being amended in order to also relate to this. It can't be done in isolation.
Information technology consultant at the TAJ, George Wright, says the system signals a new chapter in the motor vehicle registration process. Mr. Wright adds that it will go a far way in strengthening the motor vehicle registration process and improving the integrity of the motor vehicle database. He says the TAJ is on a drive to make more of its services paperless and has had some measure of success in that regard, particularly with the implementation of the Revenue Administration Information System, RAIS.
The phased rollout of this electronic fitness certificate is another step in our joint effort to remove our reliance on paper.
Information technology consultant at the Tax Administration of Jamaica, TAJ, George Wright. Steps are also being taken by TAJ to digitize motor vehicle records using the recently acquired Enterprise Content Management System.
Violence against women and girls is a human problem, not just a woman's problem. It's a problem for men too. Gender violence takes many forms, including sexual assault, domestic violence, relationship abuse, sexual harassment, and sexual abuse of children. The magnitude of ongoing violence against women and children in our country is cause for alarm. We can end the violence. It requires all of us to end the violence. I call on all our men and women in Jamaica to take a stand. And men, especially, must get involved in this movement to create a better world for their daughters, their mothers, their sisters, their aunts, their uncles, their fathers, their sons, and for themselves. Let's protect and reassure. Let's unite to end gender violence.
This This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.